people always ask me, Brother Yusha, can you give us some advice? Can you get, and I always get asked that when I travel, when I meet brothers, when we go places. Brother Yusha, can you just give us some simple advice? So that's how we will start off today's stream, with a simple advice, a hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which I think is the best advice that one can be given. It is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he was asked by a man. He was asked by a man, O Messenger of Allah, give me something that is comprehensive, so comprehensive that I will never need to ask you anything else after this question. Maybe this is the last question that I'm able to ask you. Give me some advice that will be comprehensive and will also take me to Jannah. The Prophet ﷺ told the man, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say that you believe in Allah and then remain steadfast on that. This is where istiqamah, remaining steadfast on the path of Allah, comes from. And many, many books have been written on it. If you were able to find some good scholarly books on the issue of istiqamah, which is remaining on the straight path, then I would suggest for you to check it out. For you to check it out. So he said, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say that you believe in Allah and remain on that path. Say that you believe in Allah and remain steadfast on that. So the man said, okay, I heard that. Give me something else. That was easy. Give me something else. The Prophet ﷺ for the second time said, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say that you believe in Allah and remain steadfast on that. The man said, okay, yes, I heard you, but I want something more. He was looking to get some grand talk from the Prophet ﷺ, some grand advice. So he said for the third time, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say that you believe in Allah and remain steadfast on that. This was an amazing advice from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and it was about remaining steadfast, remaining on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remaining steadfast on the path of Allah jalla wa ala, and this will give someone the best benefits that you can have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, in Surah Fusilat, that those who say رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, those who say their Lord is Allah and they remain steadfast upon that. This adds on to that and why this is such a beautiful, comprehensive advice. Allah says in Surah Fusilat, those who say رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, those who say our Lord is Allah and they remain steadfast on that. They have istiqamah upon that. Allah says that He will send angels to them. And upon their deathbed, angels will come to them and they will tell them three things. And believe me, brothers and sisters, the day of your death will be the hardest day for you. It'll be the most trying day for you. It will be the most severe day for you. And to hear these words from the angels will be the most beautiful way to end your life. Allah says, they will say, لا تخافوا, do not be afraid. ولا تحزنوا, and don't even be sad. وأبشروا, but have glad tidings, بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ, of Jannah that was promised to you. So this is what istiqamah brings to a person. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ gave this man this comprehensive advice to قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, say that you believe in Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ, and then remain on that. Because they will hear on the day they die, لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. Do not be afraid nor be saddened, but have the glad tidings of Jannah that was promised to you. MashaAllah.